This is the best.
Do you hear me?
Of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Good Tuesday afternoon. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show here on ESPN Radio. My name is Braden Gall, and what a newsy week before SEC Media Days. We got a whole hour full of your phone calls here. 855-242-7285. 855-242-7285. You can get to me on Twitter as well, at Braden Gall. If you want to come hang out with me in the sewers, I am fine with that. Come on down. We love it. Pat Fitzgerald is out as the head football coach of your Northwestern Wildcats. After 17 years of being a head coach, 4 years of being a player, multiple years of being an assistant coach, a hazing scandal with very disgusting allegations surrounding culture, player treatment, and it's not just a one-time incident either. It is multiple players over decades of time, and the university let Pat Fitzgerald go on Monday afternoon, late yesterday, I believe, Pete Thamel with the breaking news, of course, and then they issue a statement essentially. Again, cannot argue the facts of the case here, which is that the internal investigation uncovered widespread hazing that was absolutely well known within the program. And so that is why Pat Fitzgerald is no longer your coach. How good of a job is Northwestern? A ton of money. Pat made it work at times, but it's a very, very difficult job. The facilities right there on Lake Michigan are spectacular relative to Northwestern's fan base and success, but it's a very, very difficult job. And you will hear from Paul Feinbaum coming up in just a few minutes about what he thinks of the situation and the scandal unfolding at Northwestern. He was on ESPN Radio earlier today with Harry Douglas and Amber Wilson, so we'll hear from him momentarily. Also, who has the formula to beat Georgia? Georgia's number one. They're going to be number one. I am not buying the quote-unquote disrespect that Kirby Smart is peddling. I think they are clearly the number one team in the nation. They are the team that everyone else is hunting, and I just don't know who has the formula to beat them this year in a year where Alabama has a question mark at quarterback for now. That could absolutely be figured out quickly and when the season starts. Ohio State has a quarterback question for now. Also could be quickly figured out. Michigan might have a talent question. USC, Washington, Oregon, these teams in the West Coast are very good. Can they stop someone on defense? That's a big question. Tennessee's replacing Hendon Hooker. I just don't know who has the formula to beat Georgia. I got a couple of teams I'm going to throw at you, but we'll get into that momentarily after we take some calls here. 855-242-7285. Mike in Alabama. Mike, welcome to the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Yes, sir. You know my roll tie. I got the formula to beat them dogs. But my question is, why Art Brown's not getting an opportunity to coach again? I think he'll be a perfect fit for Northwestern. If Hugh Freeze get an opportunity to coach Auburn, and we know how that turned out at Ole Miss, why can't Art Briles get that same opportunity? Thank you for calling taking my call, man.
Sure, Mike. I don't know how to say this, so I'm going to try to do it delicately. Because comparing sins, I think, is a very difficult and complicated and problematic thing for anyone to do. But the bottom line is what Hugh Freeze did at Ole Miss is not even really illegal in college football anymore. And frankly, I don't care what a man does in his spare time, in his private time, and that's between him and his family. I don't, players getting paid, it's legal now. It's completely legal. It's not a problem. I do not appreciate a head coach sending DMs to a victim of an assault investigation. That seems wrong. But what he did at Ole Miss, it's not even against NCAA rules anymore. So I don't know how you can compare that to what Art Briles did. Art Briles, a sexual assault scandal and cover-up was on a different platform, on a different planet altogether, and you cannot hire Art Briles at Northwestern, where you just fired a coach for culture problems. That one hurts my head. I can't do that. Comparing Hugh Freeze to Art Briles, as much as I may have questions about Hugh Freeze, it ain't the same thing. And again, this is where we get into comparing sins, and it's not a productive conversation to have. There's a reason Art Briles is not coaching in college football right now at the highest levels. And here's what you don't want to do, by the way, just as a little note for everybody out there. Don't go read up on what's happening with him and his high school players and some of his former players. Just, you don't want to do that either. Just to let you know. Let's see here. 855-242-7285. Steve-O in Georgia. Steve-O, welcome to the Paul Finebaum Show.
Hey, Brandon. What's going on, buddy? Thanks for taking my call, dude.
Yeah, man.
Hey, got a couple statements for you, then I got one question at the end that I want your take on because I'm really perplexed by it. So my first statement is this. Georgia's way ahead of Alabama, and I hate to break it to all the Bammers on there. Legend, you can go Pac fans, but Georgia's way ahead. And you just look at last year and the amount of coaching. The quality of coaching at Georgia's is just head and shoulders above Alabama right now. The talent is equal, all right? So last year you can you not say that Bryce Young was a far better quarterback than Stetson Bennett? Yes, correct?
Sure.
All right. So you look at that and you look at the three common opponents. You look at LSU, Tennessee, and you look at Auburn. Georgia waxed all of them. Alabama lost to two out of the three and should have lost to Auburn. So you look at that, you're like, recruiting talent's about the same. So what's the difference? It's coaching. Nick Saban is on Medicare, and he's worried about his AARP account. The dude's 80 years old. Kirby's in his 40s. If you ask any Alabama fan right now if they would fire Nick Saban tomorrow, if Kirby Smart said that he would go there, every single one of them would say that they would. All right, so let's leave that at that. Georgia's the superior program. I don't care what Alabama recruits. Georgia's either one or two every year in recruiting. That offsets each other. The players are the players. It's about coaching at that point. Now, let's get – and Georgia's my wife's team, but I've been married to her for 23 years, so I got to follow her her school. But now let's get to my school, who I can't understand for the life of me. Texas A&M, they got the money. They got the talent. They supposedly had the coaching. Why can't they break through? Year after year, I hear about – It's next year. And it's never next year. When can they be elite? What are they missing? Because they have everything to be elite, but they aren't there, Braden. Explain to me the mystique that comes from A&M and why they can't break over the top.
Man, thank you for the call, Steve-O. That is a lot there to digest. I think number one, I would say Jimbo needs to relinquish control of the offense. And I think he has done that for now. I think the culture – listen, there's very different types of bad culture, right? There's entitlement culture, which is like Michigan and Texas. There is, you know, questionable behavioral culture. There's, you know, hazing culture like Northwestern. There's all different types of quote-unquote bad culture. The driving and speeding racing culture of Georgia is bad. It's just straight up, it's bad. You got to stop. Stop speeding. A&M to me is interesting. It's volatility because of the coaching staff, because that, if you look at who's on that coaching staff, it is a extremely volatile coaching staff. Bobby Petrino, I think it's going to burn hot. I think it's going to be good this year, but I don't know how long it lasts. But a lot of the struggle pre Bobby Petrino was Jimbo Fisher's offense just was not evolved enough to be modernized. Offensive line and quarterback play are the problem. And when they had their best offensive line and quarterback, Kellen Mond, and the offensive line in 2020, Texas A&M finished fifth. They only lost one game, and they almost made the playoff. So to me, there's a little bit of you got to let go of the offense, and you got to solve the culture problem. Now, let's get to the Georgia-Alabama part of this equation, Steve-O, because I agree with you on some things, and I disagree with you on others. I do think the talent is pretty similar. But I think Georgia is better at almost every position. Who has a better offensive line? Georgia. Over Alabama. Who has a better defensive line? Georgia. Who's got better receivers? Georgia. Who's got better linebackers? Georgia. Right now, today, on paper, I'm not saying by the end of the season it doesn't look different, but right now on paper, that's what it looks like to me. Who's got a better quarterback room? I would lean Georgia. It doesn't mean it's not about the same, but I would lean Georgia at almost every single position group. Maybe running back's better at Bama because I think Justice Haynes is going to be pretty good. But Georgia ain't hurting for talent at that position either. Who's got the better coaching staff, especially last two seasons? It's been Georgia. This year, it could be Georgia. Maybe should be Georgia. We'll see. Who's the better head football coach right now? Dead even. I'm not saying that Nick Saban has lost a single step. I don't believe it. He's certainly the better head coach over his career. Who's the better program right now? Georgia. It is Georgia's world. Alabama has to fight to get back on top. That's how this game works. That's how all games work. Is Nick Saban lost it? No. No. Are there more questions about Alabama on the road? They've struggled relative to Alabama's standards. Are they less disciplined in the past relative to Alabama's standards? Yes. Do they have a bigger question at quarterback relative to Alabama's standards of late? Yes. They get a lot of those big games at home this year, though. LSU, Tennessee, those games are at home. Texas, at home. And they don't lose at home. So I am still betting on Bama and Georgia playing. The question is, who's good enough to win in that championship situation in Atlanta? Georgia is the favorite. Bama is hunting them down. And that is interesting. That is a new dynamic. That is Nick Saban 2008 going up against Tebow in Atlanta and Urban Meyer in Florida and getting beat. And then coming back the next year and hunting them down. They came back in 09 and they hunted Florida down. And the question is, can Saban do it again? I sure as heck wouldn't bet against him. But Georgia is better. On paper, they are the better program. They're the best team in college football. They have the better players, and they have the better coaching staff. I am not putting Kirby Smart and Nick Saban are equivalent. Now, here might be the most controversial take of all. If I was in charge of Alabama and I could make the trade right now to bring Kirby Smart in, he's not leaving his alma mater to come to Alabama. But if you told me I could trade Nick Saban for Kirby Smart and I could have Kirby Smart for 30 more years at Alabama before he reaches Nick Saban's age, 25 years, I would make the trade in 2 seconds. I would say, talk to you later, Nick. Thanks for 6 championships. I'm trading you in for the new model. But that's different than who's the best. Nick Saban's the best. Who would I hire right now? I would hire 47-year-old Kirby Smart. 855-242-7285. What do you think about that? Braden Gall here on the Paul Feinbaum Show. More of your calls next right here on ESPN Radio.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
855-242-7285. We'll hear from Paul Feinbaum himself talking about Pat Fitzgerald coming up momentarily. My name is Braden Gall, in for Paul. But if you guys are on the lines, we're talking to you. Andy from Arkansas. Andy, welcome to the Paul Feinbaum Show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Braden, you're doing a great job, man. I like it.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You bet. Let me talk. All right, thanks for joining us. Trino, All right. Hey, talk to you later.
All right. Thank you guys for calling. So,
the SEC is going to find out real quick with Texas A&M, and I'm an Arkansas fan, obviously, just how good Bobby Petrino is and what a mistake it was for Jeff Long to let him go. I know there were, believe me, there's been bigger things since Bobby Petrino. that dude is a mastermind. Texas A&M is going to have a resurrection, and that kind of scares me. And then you touched on what's going on with Texas A&M. How come, you know, why can't they reach the apex? Why can't they get up there? Well, they walked hand in hand with Missouri into the SEC, and they both had, you know, some success. And what is happening with both of those colleges is they're finding out it is a cultural thing to be in the SEC and to build year after year after year. It is a tough nut to crack in the SEC, as you know. And then my third point, I figured it out. I got the matrix, the metrics, the stats, everything. I have a formula for how to bring down Georgia. All Georgia has to do is look in the mirror. It's them. They have the formula to bring them down. I'm not saying Kirby's smart. He's one of the best coaches I've ever seen, we've ever seen. Look in the mirror, button down a few things privately and quietly behind the scenes, and keep doing what he's doing. But they're the only ones that can beat themselves. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to another Nick Saban era. I've enjoyed it as an SEC fan. I've enjoyed it. And hey, man, thanks for taking my call.
Before you go, Andy, before you go, hang on one second. Let me ask you something. As an Arkansas fan, 92, you joined the league. What, one trip to Atlanta in the entire time? Let me ask you, and I don't mean that to be rude. I'm honestly asking you, how many championships would you need in the Big 12 for it to have been worth it to have stayed in the league, let's say, or joined the Big 12 in like when it was formed in 96? Does that question make sense? I'm being totally serious.
Are you asking me how many wins it would take in the Big 12?
Let's say you had joined with when A&M and Missouri and Oklahoma and Nebraska and Colorado and all the teams you had been playing for a long time, Texas, and you joined up instead of joining the SEC in 92 and being a program that is, you know, one or two 10-win seasons since joining, my question is, do you trade that? How many championships in the other league would you trade? Like, what's the number where it would be worth it for you to have stayed in the other conference? Does that make sense?
One. Just one.
Just one?
I mean, come on. I'm from Arkansas, brother. Just one.
All right.
That's
all right.
Yeah. Well, I see what you're saying, and I'm being comical, but I just want to win. I just want to win something. We're so close in 2019. Adley Rushman had to ruin our life. Of course, we dropped that fly ball behind first base.
Are you talking baseball now?
Yeah, I went to baseball.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate the call.
I'm not good with segues. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, man. I'm serious. I have this conversation with every Arkansas, like all my Arkansas buddies all the time. It's like, because you take the money, you take the bag to come to the SEC. South Carolina did it in 92. Made more sense for them. They're an independent. Arkansas was going to be in the Big 12 and would be a founding member of the Big 12 today for 30 years and would be one of the more prominent programs, one of the best fan bases, one of the best programs in the Big 12 with all of its former brethren had they stayed, and they probably would have won a lot more football games, right? I always ask Arkansas people, how many championships would it have taken for you not to have joined the SEC? And most people say it doesn't matter. I want to be in the SEC full stop. And I agree. I think it makes more sense. Five championships? If I guaranteed you five Big 12 football championships and what that entails, New Year's Six Bowls, Cotton Bowls, Sugar Bowls, Rose Bowls, college football playoff bids, whatever, I don't know. That is the choice that Arkansas made, because they have not been a relevant championship contender in the SEC. That's all. It's interesting to me. That's all I'm asking. And he's right. Georgia is the team. Georgia is the only team that can beat Georgia. I tend to agree with that. It doesn't mean Alabama won't be at a position to beat them in Atlanta, But right now on paper, Georgia is better at everything. That's all. That's all. 855-242-7285. Dr. Bulldog, the floor is yours. Welcome to the show.
Oh, brother, great dialogue. You were spewing out some stats and numbers relative to, in a historical perspective, Florida and Alabama. I think Florida hit them in the mouth and Alabama came back and got them. But I'm here to tell you, brother, that's not going to happen to the University of Georgia. No. That's not going to happen. That's a double no. Because Kirby Smart's going to spin it that, you know, we're not hunted. We're the hunter. And he did it last year. You know, let's not get it twisted, fan base in Alabama, including Jimmy and Tuscaloosa. I'm looking forward to meeting you, Jimmy. It's not going to happen. Alabama better hope that they get to the SEC title game because they got to get by Texas, who's already pissed and stewing from last year's debacle when they should have won. They got to play A&M on the road, you know. LSU is always a battle. Now, albeit it's in Tuscaloosa, but let's not think that LSU is just going to count out because they're going to Tuscaloosa. That's three potential losses there. Alabama better hope they're going to face Georgia in the SEC championship. I want it to happen, but, my man, I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a difficult road to hoe. Now, Georgia, you know, we got a lot of new faces, so it's not going to be easy for us, especially we got to go to Knoxville November 18th, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You got some other – maybe Lane Kiffin comes to Athens and hit us in the mouth. Who knows? But far be it, as you referenced, Georgia's the only team that can beat Georgia. And Kirby's going to spin it. And he's a great psychologist, you know. He's a great psychologist, brother. That part of his game and mindset gets underrated, if you will. He might not be the biggest X's and O's guy, but motivation, he's A+, brother. You know, so it goes noted that Florida-Alabama thing several years ago was good and exciting for Alabama fans because you got their asses back. But it's not going to happen to Georgia, man. You know, it's not.
All right.
And it's one of those things where we just got everything coming back, man. Five stars everywhere. They're young and experienced, but they're still five-star recruits. That's all I got, brother. I had to get my off that chest. Love your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it. Your calls and Paul Feinbaum's thoughts on Pat Fitzgerald being fired by Northwestern. That is next. Braden Gall in for Paul. Paul Feinbaum Show, ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Oh, Ted Williams called during the commercial break. Still scared. Braden Gall in for Paul, 855-242-7285. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show on ESPN Radio. Honored to be here. And Paul had some comments earlier on ESPN Radio about the firing of Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern, and we're going to hear those momentarily. Before we do that, though, I need to tell you about my great friends at NetSuite. Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their finances, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/Paul. That is netsuite.com/Paul. Now, look, we're going to hear from Paul about Pat Fitzgerald. But I just gotta say how sad I am that my main man, Jim, still refuses to have a conversation with me. He will take time out of his day to make sure I know that he doesn't like me. But he will not say it to my face like a grown adult man. He won't do it. I've tried to rebuild the relationship. I've tried. You are what makes the show, Jim. And it hurts my feelings. And it's soft. It is Charmin soft. God. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating, Jim. Pat Fitzgerald is out as the head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats. And Amber Wilson, Harry Douglas, earlier today on ESPN Radio, had a chance to talk to Paul Feinbaum about the scandal taking place at Northwestern.
Paul Feinbaum of course, the Paul Feinbaum Show, joining us here on ESPN Radio. Paul, thanks so much for your time. What was your initial reaction to the firing when we got the news yesterday that Coach Fitzgerald had been let go?
It was the right decision, but I was shocked the other day when I heard this for the first time, because Pat Fitzgerald, someone that those of us who have gotten to know truly admired, and you know, we always find out too late that the person we thought was really a saint turned out to be a creep. But I think that's what we have here in this case.
And Paul, I got to ask you, would this type of move would have been made if Northwestern would have went 11-1 last year versus the 1-11 record that they did have?
No. That's the nature of college sports, Harry. You know that. And I mean, and we already saw the disposition of this case last week when the president, even with negative and inflammatory information, said, you know, we're good. Pat Fitzgerald's a legend here, and let's give him a 2-week suspension in the middle of July that doesn't mean anything. I've seen this move many, many times before, where if you're successful, you can look the other way. Bob Huggins got fired a couple weeks ago for things that, had he gone to the Final Four, he probably wouldn't have gotten fired for. We ought to be used to this by now.
We ought to be used to this by now, and yet somehow we are always surprised. Paul Feinbaum joining us, of course, of the Paul Feinbaum Show here on ESPN Radio. You mentioned there the 2-week suspension during what would have been a vacation time anyways for Coach Fitzgerald. It seemed like a joke, Paul, considering that the university had in fact said, well, there seems to be some evidence that what the whistleblower is saying isn't entirely untrue, but we don't think Coach Fitzgerald knew. And now an about face based on reaction where now they fire him altogether. What do you make of how the university has handled this? Do you think this could cost the president of the university, who hasn't been at the helm very long there at Northwestern, his job?
I think it's possible. We've seen this before, where presidents get in the middle of things and end up at boomerangs on them. I don't know enough about his status to go that far, but you may have really salient point a minute ago. He wasn't suspended even for 2 games, which is no big deal if you're Northwestern and you win about every 10 weeks. But this right now, we are in the middle of July. This is the deadest period of the year for college football. Even though recruiting always goes on, NIL, transfer portal, most coaches are off. The only reason they even come back this week or next week or the week after are for media days. But this is their vacation time. So to suspend a football coach in July. Back to the question, I think it would take a lot more to remove this university president. Northwestern is a top-notch academic institution. And, you know, mishandling this, I'm sure he could blame on somebody else. I really don't know enough about it. They also have a fairly new athletic director. Remember, their former AD, Jim Phillips, is now the commissioner of the ACC. So I don't think something like this would have happened with a longtime AD. But the leadership of this university in this particular case has been absolutely disgraceful.
Yeah, the Northwestern student newspaper deserves a lot of credit for uncovering so much information here, certainly an incredible journalism program there at Northwestern, and we have been seeing that in real time. Paul Feinbaum of the Paul Feinbaum Show joining us here, Amber Wilson and Harry Douglas on ESPN Radio. One more for you, Paul. This is a 48-year-old, now former head coach, when we're talking about Coach Fitzgerald. So relatively young. Are we going to see him coach again, do you think?
I think you will. And I can't tell you how many times I have said, we'll never see this guy again. We'll never see that. And they always show back up because Fitzgerald has enough friends in the media. He'll find a way to nuance this, to explain it away, to go on someone's show and shed tears, and then some other athletic director and clueless president will say, you know what, he really did have a great record at Northwestern. They did go to a Rose Bowl, and they went to some big games, and he graduated players. Yes, you will see him again.
I completely agree. That was Paul Feinbaum earlier on ESPN Radio with Harry Douglas and Amber Wilson. And, you know, it's Paul. It's Paul Feinbaum's show. I can't disagree with Paul Feinbaum when he's not here to defend himself. I agree with everything he said. I totally agree Pat Fitzgerald will be coaching again. In fact, I would not be surprised if he is not a part of the Nick Saban Rehabilitation Clinic. And the reason Alabama fans should pay attention is if Tommy Rees is so good this year at developing whatever quarterback ends up being the man at Alabama, Tommy Rees is a prime candidate for the Northwestern job. Prime candidate to take over at Northwestern. He is one of the names that Bruce Feldman listed in his article. And we'll see what he does with the Alabama offense. But this is the biggest story in all of college football right now. And there will be candidates from the Southeast that will be looked at because the Big Ten is the Big Ten. It's a financially stable, lucrative conference. Unlike the ACC or the Pac-12, Big 12 has got some momentum, but basically it's a Big 2, and it's a job in the Big 2. So it is attractive. They can pay. And if Tommy Rees is good enough, he could be absolutely a candidate for the Northwestern job. 855-242-7285. Got a few minutes for your phone calls when we return. My name is Braden Gall. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show on ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Braden Gall in for Paul, the Paul Feinbaum Show here on ESPN Radio. 855-242-7285. I am curious more about this formula. Which team has the formula to beat Georgia? I will attempt to come up with some teams that have the formula to beat the Georgia Bulldogs. But before we do that, I-Man in Montgomery. I-Man, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Braden. How's it going?
Going well, sir. Good to hear from you.
Good, good, good. You know, I tell you what, one team has that formula. It's the Auburn Tigers. And you know what? They're just going to put 11 people on the field at the time, just like Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee. And you know what? My 11 is going to knock the living hell out of their 11. And their 11 going to knock the living hell out of ours. But you know what? It really don't matter who's knocking the hell out of each other until the zeros are on the clock and somebody has 1 point. And I'm taking that with the Auburn Tigers. Now, a friend of mine called earlier, and he said you had a lot of gall, a lot of unmitigated gall, talk about Auburn couldn't beat USC. Well, I tell you what. I think the NFL draft that year proved that Auburn had the best team in the country, had the toughest schedule of anybody in the country. And they came back and they won all those games. And you know, I think the entire backfield at Auburn at that time, the quarterback, the running backs, all of them were drafted in the first round and maybe in the top six or seven, if I remember correctly. They had four or five players in the top 12. And no doubt in my mind, Auburn Tigers would have they would have absolutely played USC a better game than Oklahoma did. And I think Auburn deserved that opportunity, but they didn't get it because they lost twice to USC. But the first time they lost out of USC in California had a quarterback named Daniel Cobb. He turned the ball over four times in the first quarter, I believe. And Auburn still maintained to come back and only lose that game by six, but they were driving to win then. Then, of course, USC spanked them in Auburn. But I won't go out on a limb and say Auburn would have won that game. But I tell you what, Auburn would have shown up, and it would have been a hell of a ball game. Now, my second topic, you keep talking about Jim, and you were on the road. You were out there doing all the big-time crowds and having pictures made and all that stuff. You know how all that works with the contracts, you know, and the riders. No blue M&Ms, you know, no red wine, you know, no fat on the roast beef, all that kind of stuff. Well, Jim's kind of that way. I mean, Jim is not, he's just not some preliminary bout caller coming up in here. Jim is a closer. And, you know, Jim just doesn't like talking to the subordinates as often as he can go out on a limb once in a while. But Jim's he's upper crust. I mean, he's got the blue velvet background. He's got the Elvis treatment, the Jerry Lewis treatment, the Little Richard treatment. I mean, you know, he's living good. And maybe, just maybe, me calling will prompt Jim to call you and say hello. Is that a deal?
Deal. Thank you, I-Man.
Deal. War Eagle.
Jim from Tuscaloosa, welcome to the show.
Well, it's glad to talk to you there, Mr. Gall. It's really nice to talk to you. I've heard my name on this show. I've been mentioned about a week now, and I thought I'd give you a call because I want to make you happy on your day. You're gone for the day. The day's the last day, right?
You have to tune in tomorrow and find out.
Oh, you're no, wait a minute. I'm the mystery. I'm as my agent. I'm like Elvis. I'm a mystery. You got to keep a mystery. That's the problem with you. You talk too much. That's what your problem is. You just talk too much. Why don't you let people talk?
I did not take a call the entire show today. I took every single call.
I know that, but what I'm saying is you talk after they call. You talk too much.
It's a talk show. It's a talk show.
I know, but you ought to go and get more callers. Well, that's what makes the show fun. It's the callers, not you or not any host. It's the callers that make the show.
Agree.
Well, I can see you're nervous. I've got a lot of real estate in your mind. I know that.
Oh yeah.
I just want to make you happy and give you a call. My buddy I-Man set all this up. He's my manager, and he did a great job. He's the best caller on Feinbaum right now, no doubt about it.
Well, thank you, I-Man, for making all this happen. I do appreciate it.
Okay, and thank you. Have a nice day, Mr. Gall. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
You too, Mr. Jim. Thank you. We did it. I'm done. That's it. That's all I needed. He has been living rent-free in my head, boys. I've accomplished everything I need to accomplish. Prouder right now in this moment. Thank you, I-Man, for doing that for me. Fathering two children. Launching my own business. Getting to work for ESPN. None of that matters. Jim in Tuscaloosa is what matters. Funny thing about a talk show, though, is that you have to talk during the show. Otherwise, not sure it would be very good radio for folks. Right? See? Sucks, doesn't it? Somebody's got to talk. And I appreciate you, Jim, for being so cordial. We're back together again, okay? I appreciate you. It's made my entire week. It's made my whole week. Thank you, I-Man, for facilitating. Your check is in the mail, big guy. And here's my payment just for now. Here's a little down payment for you because the check's coming. The down payment is the Auburn game for Georgia is one of the toughest games on the schedule. And that is not a hot take. That's not me placating, I-Man. This is just the truth. It could be one of the toughest games of the season for Georgia. Do we got time for one more? Marcus, you got like 30 seconds. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Man, you doing great on the show.
I like I-Man.
Take away from what you're doing. I'm a Wildcat, and I need to hear more Kentucky Wildcat fans get on here and pump up our cats, give a little credit to the coach, Mark Stoops, who's done a fine job turning our program around.
I agree. Thank you for the call, Marcus. And I-Man has been nothing but kind and respectful and good to me for like the 2 years that I've been filling in any chance that I get. I will take the opportunity to fill in any chance I get because it's an honor to be here on this show. Paul is an icon in my business, and to get to do this show for him is a dream come true. And I'm not kidding when I say, if Jim, you call in this show, any of you call in this show and tell me how much of an idiot I am for my football takes, I have made it. I don't think you understand. I'm not playing with y'all. It means the world to me that you took time out of your day to call me. My name's Braden Gall. We'll see if I'm back tomorrow or not. Who knows? ESPN Radio.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.